Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 28th of June. Opinion polls immediately after the US presidential debate have suggested that voters felt former President Trump to have won the event. While incumbent presidents are often deemed to have lost presidential debates, the gap between US President Biden and President Trump is sufficiently large as to matter to markets. Trump's economic policies, and in particular their policies around trade, are likely to come under more intense scrutiny by investors in consequence. This was always likely to be the case, but as has already been noted, this debate was also likely to bring forward the timing of markets' focus on US politics. The economics of Trump's trade proposals are relatively simple to analyse, and so volatility in markets is likely to centre around whether Trump would actually implement pledges made on the campaign trail if elected to office. Meanwhile, in the EU, leaders of the national governments have agreed that von der Leyen should continue as one of the assorted EU presidents. EU parliamentary confirmation is still required, but this is, to put it diplomatically, less of a focus for markets. US economic data continues to roll out with personal income and spending numbers and the associated personal consumer expenditure deflator. While the deflator will get the attention, because markets are very price-focused, the consumption numbers should probably not be overlooked. The US consumer has always been expected to moderate their activity this year, but the first quarter GDP data did show additional negative revisions to the consumer contribution. This is hardly recession-like, but lower income consumers in particular are feeling some negative effects nowadays. The rise in the continuing claims data from the labour market is also something that contributes to the idea of consumer moderation. These figures are actually hard data, not the increasingly flawed survey results of non-farm payrolls and the like. Nonetheless, the inflation figures should be generally unconcerning to markets, with the signals suggesting that in month-on-month terms, inflation will be benign. The main concern about inflation in the States, already below 2% year over year on the harmonized consumer price measure, is why US Federal Reserve Chair Powell seems incapable of recognising the damage caused by rising real rates. Japan produced some inflation data with the figures for Tokyo CPI. Although the trend of this data has been downwards and it's nearly 2 percentage points off the recent peak, the data came in slightly higher than expected and has risen over the past month. On the international standard of core inflation, the rate is at 1.4% year over year, which is hardly a signal that hyperinflation is imminent, but is something that keeps the Bank of Japan's policy very much in investors' focus. French preliminary consumer price inflation for June is due and is not expected to offer much of a change from the May data. It is perhaps also somewhat moot, as politics has rather taken over in France. Unfunded fiscal pledges have raised concerns in financial markets, for instance. Spain's June consumer price inflation is expected to moderate a little, at least on the headline measures. The UK's first quarter GDP data was revised up slightly on the back of stronger consumer spending, but these small changes in reported GDP do not affect anyone's perceptions of economic performance in the real world. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.